צרפת, צדיק חס. Fine, so we saw the moshel, the maisa of the two brothers. The maisa, we both those brothers, we all have those nishonas sometimes, very often. Maybe not on a kitsoini example where you lose all your money or you make all this. It's not often that kitsoini, but when you bring a moshel, that helps to make it kitsoini. Aval, Menashe's back. We were asking about you yesterday. So there he is. It doesn't have to be an extreme case like we brought, but in one's personal life, one comes across these kind of private nishonos where it's between you and Hashem, and no one knows, and no one will know, and result, it's lo poshut, lo poshut. We'll see right at the end when we get there. We'll maybe even take some time out and learn it before we get there. Although there's a lot of nisoinus you need to pick up before we get there. There's two different types of nisoinus. We'll see. Okay. Sameach b'chelkoi. So we all know about that. So we can move on to the next chapter, yeah? Bal svasemes zatzal oma al divrei ben zoyme ba'avos. Ezu ashir ha-sameach b'chelkoi. Sameach b'chelkoi. So we've all done that. We all know that. Everybody knows. You know, Hashem gives you everything you need. You've got to be happy with your lot. Celebrate what you have. Don't look at what you don't have, because then you'll always be miserable. So in the world of Gashmias, we all know that. And we all accept it and we live with it. And it's a big part of our reality. Aval the Bas Vasemis opens their eyes a little bit and tells us, Shea Kavani Yigam Baruchnias. How do you be Samach Bechelke Baruchnias? We're trying to grow. We're trying to change. We want more. What do you mean? Samach Bechelke Baruchnias. Ruchnis beyadeinu. Ruchnis is in my hand. Samach bechelke begash misunderstand, because not in my hands. It's in Hashem's hands. So whatever Hashem gives me, I'm happy. But ruchnis is in my hands. So what do you mean, samach bechelke? Then you just sit back and you don't go anywhere? Ech. Kloima. Shechisen anafshi v'haruchoni shel ha'odem tlui be'inyan ze. Let's see what this means. When a person samech b'chelkoi in the family that he's got, the children he's got, the financial situation he's got, all the things that are kind of out of his control. So then, yeah, but. But Madragosa Ruchnis will be Kishurim Shenitan Bahim, Shenichain Bahim. What about his ability to understand the Daf Gemara or any learning that he's doing? What about his spiritual level and his talents? So, well, second, I'm not supposed to be self-reflective, but I'm supposed to. Do more. I mean, I can pick up 5 kilos. I'm samach b'chelkoi. I don't have to do more. We are dash a kolish bochu nosun le satznai me'adilim hametamim le'soim tafkido. But he knows that a kolish bochu is giving him everything that's perfect, exactly what he needs to fulfill his purpose. V'gam chanan oisa b'kayim latziach, and he gave him the tools he needs to be matziach. When his level of learning and understanding is what it is now, he's happy with that. He may want more, he may daven for more, he may put in a bit more effort to take it to another level. But he's happy with what it is now. It's not a spirit to be samach b'chelkoi and daven for something else. That doesn't sound like you've ever heard that before, is it?
Sounds like a stira.
How can I be samach b'chelkoi and then daven for more? The law.
What do you mean?
No, I'm samach b'chelkoi what I've got now. I'm happy. I'm not. If I would never get anything else more, I would be very samach b'chelkoi what I've got now. But I feel that I could serve Hashem more if I had other things and if I had this and based on my tochniot or whatever. Daven for them. If you don't get them, I'm Samach Bechelkoi. I never move out of the Samach Bechelkoi when I want something more. It's not a stira. Check it out. The problem is I want more, therefore I'm not happy with what I've got. That's where we get into trouble. I'm learning enough tomorrow and I'm understanding or whatever, and then I look at him and he's holding up there and he's learning more and whatever, and I'm done. Yeah, no. I'm odd happy and Samach with what Hashem's given me now. But a little bit later, I'd like to be somewhere else. So I'm dumping for that. What's the problem? I might even make ishtadlus for it. But it doesn't take away from the etzem havana that I'm samach with what I have now. I'm happy with what I have now. And I can serve Hashem exactly the way He wants me to serve Him biduk now. But I feel I could do better and I wanted to fulfill it. It's not a spirit. It's a what is?
What is a real Ani? Poor people. It's spiritual, it's Rukhani. It's real poor people. It's not Kashmir. Someone who don't understand nothing.
Nachon. But it has to be Samach Bechelkoi. And one more. Zayu Samach Bechelkoi and one more. What a stira.
I am not poor. I have something.
No, I'm Samach Bechelkoi not because it's enough for me. I'm Samach Bechelkoi because what Hashem's given me now, I can fulfill my tachlis in the world, everything I need to do now. In Ruchnias?
Yeah.
He loves Hashem. He wants to get closer to Hashem. He wants to give Hashem more than He's giving Him now. He wants to stand Hashem's rotson better. But it's not a stira to want to bring Samach Bechelkoi that where I am now is where Hashem put me and where He wants me to be. And I'm in the best place I can be right now. But I don't want to stay here because...
No.
I'm saying it's not a steer to be Samach Bechelkoi now in the moment. And then go daven Shmoneh Esrei and daven for more. I'm not daven for more because I'm miserable with my matzah. I'm Samach Bechelkoi in my matzah. About I'd like to understand the Gemara better. With Rashbo that's breaking my head. I'm Samach Bechelkoi that's my tafkid like now, to have the Rashbo breaking my head. And I'm working on it, I'm struggling, and I'm battling to understand the Rashbo. And I'm happy with that. I'm not having a mashbear. I'm not broken and depressed and miserable because I didn't understand the Rashbo. I'm Samach Bechelkoi that I was able to try and understand the Rashbo. I didn't understand it. You said it. What's wrong with Davini that I'll understand the Rashbo? No, I thought Samach Bechelkoi. You said it's ridiculous. Correct. He's a Samach Bechelkoi that he has this child. Nothing wrong with Davini that the child will be better, the child will be whatever. As long as he's not miserable with what he's got, that's why he wants more. Otherwise, Samach Bechelkoi means just stay in bed and don't go anywhere. That can't be that pshat. Samach Bechelkoi means I understand this moment. It's very important for all this avoider to be able to live in the now. This moment that I'm doing what I'm doing now, this is what a Kosh Bo wants me to be doing, and I'm doing it as best as I possibly can with the Kalim that Hashem gave me. And Samach Bechelkoi, I'm ecstatic, I'm happy. Now, that would be nice if I could understand the rush for. But daven for that. Hashem might say, no, your job in the world is not to understand the rush. Basically, I'll be Samach Bechelkoi with that as well.
Correct.
Otherwise, don't daven. Every tefillah is based on this machloikas that you have with Hashem. I know that Hashem knows what's best for me and everything's fine and everything's great. So whatever he gives me, I'm Samach Bechelkoi. Why are you daven for panasa? I don't daven for panasa. You do, because it's Mishmon Esra. The anxiousness of Gedolia determined the need to daven for panasa. Why? Samach Bechelkoi. Davening means I'm not happy with what I've got, so I want more. So you're not Samach Bechelkoi. So don't daven Mishmon Esra. You're potter from davening Mishmon Esra because Mishmon Esra takes you out of the Samach Bechelkoi. Person's not well, Rahman, and it's not. So he's not supposed to daven to get well. Samach Bechelkoi. Yes, he's Samach Bechelkoi, and now he wants to get well. It's a stira. So don't daven. Don't even daven. problem, no?
For tomorrow, today, but tomorrow, we don't know where.
Your tefillah for now or for tomorrow?
Yeah.
But tefillah, it's for the future.
And not for the present? If someone's sick, I want him to be well now, not in a week. If I don't have panasa now, I have to pay my mortgage now. I don't want it next week. That's one of the problems that we say. It says every tefillah doesn't go unanswered. What's the one? How we say it, but I didn't get an answer. I need $50,000 to pay my mortgage, and I never got it. So the tefillah wasn't answered. No, it gets answered for somebody else, or it gets answered later. That doesn't help me later. Doesn't help me for somebody else. Morning. Understand the problem of futures. Yes, hello. Correct. But it's not a steer to some other people that I'm having something else.
Maybe they're davening that they understand what they have, like their.
That could also be, yeah, that's for sure part of the bracha is thanking Hashem for what you've had. But if a person sees that if he had more panasa, he'd be able to be Oyved Hashem better, he'd be able to do a mitzvah better, be able to give more stock or whatever, and he davens for that, it's not a spirit to some help. That's what I'm saying. Nothing on me. Avada, we first say thank you for the past, and then we tzak ala osid. Moeda ala hove. The tzak ala osid, we first, that's the way davening is built. It is. You first say thank you for what you gave, right? So you first see God. But then you start asking for what you want. Stop with shlachos. That's another hoidah. Okay. But we first start with the first two brachos of hoidah. They're not bakashas. Not bakashas. Machayim Asim is not a bakasha. It's Sheva. Sheva. First, are you saying hoidah? Okay. No, you're right. The first start is Shevach. Then there's Bakashas. In the middle, there's somewhere there's Hoidah. No, sorry to you. Yeah. If you look at the Gemara there, again in Brock, the Gemara says it. Good. No, those are fresh. Okay, good. Good. Excellent. The super prepared Shal Maran Chavetz Chaim Zatzal Adam Echad Al Mitzavoy V'alo Ha'ishiv Lo. The Chofetz Chaim once asked the person, how are you doing? No, you see somebody you haven't seen for a while, you say, how are you doing? I don't know if you said it exactly in those words. Some of the Chofetz Chaim said it in Yiddish. Was not. And this guy answered, could be better. No, it's a fair enough answer. We've heard it before. We've said it before. So the Chofetz Chaim asked him, tell me something. From where do you know that it could be better? Hashem is rochum v'chonum. He knows better than you what's good for you. That's for sure. And he wants to do good with you, that's all. And if he didn't give you more, then it's mashma that this matzav is the best possible thing for you. You're a whole universe. You're the entire universal experience. And for you, the whole world was created. Therefore, you have everything that you need in order to fulfill your tachlis. Now go daven for more. The other problem? Okay, we'll deal with that more in depth when we get to tefillah. And Balacharim is going to tell us something very interesting you probably haven't thought about. What do you mean you're not alone with Hashem? When you were most of your life, you were yechidi. Bebetin imcha yechidi. When you're in your mother's womb, you're yechidi. Beis tishon aguf yechidi v'aneshama yechido. When you're going to sleep, the guf's alone, the neshama's alone. Aguf bekeve bodot. In the kever, the goof is alone. Haneshama bodod beGan Eden, and the neshama is alone in Gan Eden. Lekol tzadik midol lefi kvoidem lechein. Shema bekoili, listen to my words, says the Charedim. Lech imoy tomid velo tiporid rega. Walk with Hashem always and don't separate him for a moment. Kim didresheni yidrorish loch. If you look for him, he looks for you. Lo yifresh mimcha, don't separate from him. Ma noye v'neime leviyosa yisperach. How pleasant and wondrous it is to be escorted by Hashem. Ki avicha koinecha oise v'choina necha. He is your father, he's your creator, he made you and he keeps you. Walk with Hashem. Take Hashem by the hand and walk with him wherever you go. Okay, we have to see the Nefesh HaChaim in Shadadad. You can't do that when you're learning Torah, can you? There are lots of times you can't walk with Hashem and be with Hashem. Because now I'm learning Torah, I can't be thinking about Hashem and a Katzos. Chaim Oizer could do stuff like that, yeah? Chaim Oizer could be talking and learning with somebody and writing two tshuvas at the same time. Oh, I didn't get that ability. I'm working on it. I'm on the time I'm samach b'chelkoi, and I can barely think about one thing at a time. Well, that's the void. The void is the first halach in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramosh. Because most of the time you actually are alone. You might as well be with Hashem in those moments because you're alone. Most of your life, you're alone. Okay, this we've heard many times. It's a well-worn marshal, but it's useful to go back to. We know there's a deep connection between a Jew and a Sefer Torah and the letters in the Sefer Torah. We have our place in the Sefer Torah. You know how to find yourself. You can find yourself in the Sefer Torah as well, because everything's there. Otherwise, it couldn't exist. Right? Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. But nothing in the world can exist if it doesn't have its source in Torah. So I'm also in the Torah somewhere. But at a more superficial level, the Zohar tells us, Cheshbon minyan oisus ha-Torah oile le-cheshbon shishim ribon. If you got count the letters in the Sefer Torah and you know how to count properly, right, you'll come to 600,000. If you and I do it, you won't come to 600,000 because we don't know how to count.
More than we can get the same.
Huh? What? We don't know how to count. The Gemara says we don't know how to count.
So I'll stick more than get up to 600,000.
What do you mean the Gemara?
It brings a... It's Berich. Gemara itself in Brachos.
Says what?
It's not... Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped.
The Gemara says we don't know how to count the letters. How many letters do you count Aleph? Three or one? Or two? I don't know. The Gemara says we don't know how to count. Oh, I know how to count. One, two, three. What says we don't know how to count? So to take, we don't know how to count. What do you mean you don't know how to count? I don't know how to count. Every six-year-old knows how to count. No, you don't know how to count the oasis in the state of the world. There was somebody who came along and he knew how to count with him. Zohar tells us, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai met, who was it? Who was the Antiochus? Who was the Roman? Antoninus. So he walks in there and he says to him, Emperor. He says, I'm not the emperor yet. He says, you are. How do you know he was the emperor? Because it said in the Pasuk. And the Melech, that. Who cares what it says? Who cares if it says? You tell me you're not the Melech. I'm stating Pasuk, you're the Melech. So you must be the Melech. As the Briskerov said, I keep repeating time, even though it's very dark outside. But I don't learn a lot by looking at the sky. I learn a lot by looking inside the Torah. If the Zohar tells me there's 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah, there's 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah. I count and I get 600,000. Must be the Zohar's wrong. No, maybe I don't know how to count. Which one did you say? That's Imunus Chachomim. Chachomim never lied. So he can tell us 600,000 letters. Hashem Yisrael, no trikim ye shishim riboy oisias the toy. Kloima, but there are chat, but there are remes. Shall I call you D. Yesh ois hashkoyle connect by the safer hat toy? Every Jew has a letter that is his shoresh of life in the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah, Chosro is Achaz Bilba, Kunifsal Chalima. We know the halacha, no machleka, if there's a letter missing in the Sefer Torah, the entire Sefer Torah is posel. You don't get 99% on the Sefer Torah, you get efforts. But Kakam Israel, in Chosro Yudhi Echad, Sha'inu Mamole is Yoide Haruchai. If one year it's missing, as Nifgemes Avoides Ha'am Kula, in the entire Klal Israel, Kol Kedushas Israel, Tafkina V'yoyde Tzloi V'kol Yochid V'yochid. Every Yochid has to do what he has to do. Ah, you just told me that the entire world's purpose can be fulfilled through 1 year. Kasha. V'lada Avadoysa Shel Yehudi Kol Shuv Afili Mehu Pachot Sheba Pachusim. The lowest, the smallest Yid, if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, Lo Titachen Shleimus the Tafkida V'gulosa Shel Am Yisrael. Something's missing. There's an ice in the Sefer Torah missing. The Sefer Torah is possible. Klal Yisrael's tachlis in the world cannot be fulfilled. But earlier we said that the entire Beit HaMikdash is unique. So who needs you? Something's wrong here, right? We'll see. Al-Yayim Adam. Hey, nani, ois katano, mai chashivus. I'm just one little letter. I'm the Vav in Asa. Big deal. What's going on? I'll tell you another thing. If it's in the wrong place, the Sefer Torah is possible as well. It means if you're doing my job or you're trying to be me or I'm trying to be you, the Sefer Torah is possible as well. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Famous Gemara. Whoever keeps alive, whoever's Makayim, one nefesh in Israel, it's if he was kept the whole world alive. Many pshatim on that. We know that Reishis Bishvil Reishis, which is Torah and Israel. B'kiyam Yisrael Tola B'kiyam shall call Yochid V'Yochid. The whole kiyam of Klal Yisrael is Tola on everyone. We just said that. L'chaim, ha-makayim nefesh achas Yisrael, k'moyu k'mashkim es ha-oysach v'sorah b'Sefer Torah. Sort of like he wrote in the missing letter in the Sefer Torah. L'chaim ha-makayim nefesh achas Yisrael, k'moyu k'mashkim es ha-oysach v'sorah b'Sefer Torah. V'u-makayim olem olem. Now he's just makayim the whole Sefer Torah. He wrote one letter in the Sefer Torah. That was missing. And he took a Sefer Torah that wasn't a Sefer Torah. It was meant to a Sefer Torah. He became a whole world. You bring one Yid back and he was the one that was missing. You just Rumashkin, Kol Klal Yisrael. Shekedusha Nishmas Kol Echad. Is an Efer Shechayim. Shekedusha Nishmas Kol Echad. Misrael, he Kedusha Sefer Torah Mamash. Mamash, it's not a marshal. That's Tikkun Zohar that tells you that every Yid is an ace in the Sefer Torah, says the Nefesh HaChayim. He Kedusha Sefer Torah Mamash, whatever that is. But that's what he says. Shekedushas Nishmas Kolecha, the Kedusha of each Neshama in Israel, that has the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah Mamash. If you take a Sefer Torah, you move one letter, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Kach gam im yozuz yudim im koimoy. If you take a Jew and put him in the wrong place, mimetzova ruchni o agash mishiyanik lo boi roilom. This is where Hashem put you, and you move him, or he moves himself to another place. He wants to be somewhere else. He wants to do someone else's job. He wants somebody else's spectacles. Who gives so? He'll become possible. He won't be able to do what he's doing. An interesting observation. The daily Rosh Hashiva, Ziknei Rosh Hashiva, told me this. He made the following observation. It's an interesting one. You see a guy sitting and learning, he's doing quite well. But he notices, on the other side of the edges, there's a halacha koilo. Yeah. Halacha, he's learning halacha. I don't know any halacha. What about halacha? I've been learning Gemara B'yum for the last 20 years. Well, maybe they learn halacha. He goes over and he starts learning halacha, v'lo kol kach mutzlach. Not going so well. Not going so well. It's not for him. So what would you expect? Go back to do what he was doing before. He said, very rarely do you ever see that happen. They usually go get a job or do something else. They feel they're not cut out for learning now, and they leave. It's just an observation he made one day in Nevada that I was at. Not everybody's cut out to be learning what everybody else is learning, because not everybody's the same lesson, the same totems. And find what you connect to, find what you're learning, and go learn it. Ah, Tanakh. Yeah, Tanakh's also Torah. Tanakh's also Torah. Could be in the Litvish world, in the Shiva world or whatever. Tanakh may not be considered Torah. Yeah, but a pasuk in Tanakh is Echet Torah. And a Mishnah is also Torah. Even a Mishnah Pekavos might also be Torah. Where do you connect to Torah? Go learn. What are you waiting for? Learn where you... Obviously, we're not talking about the youngsters who need to be trained and taught in the yeshivas, whatever. To us. It's not dangerous. It's possible. It's possible to be doing someone else's job. It's like driving with my spectacles when they're the wrong prescription. It's kind of... Besides being dangerous, but it fossils your license, because your license can meet you with these spectacles, not those. Yeah.